relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, my friends. I hope you are as refreshed as I am after. I didn't just take a long weekend. I took the week off because, hey, so did Rush Limbaugh. So it's a good time to take off. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. So much to discuss. According to one source, in the last month, Mayor Bill de Blasio, in the last month, has... Stop laughing, Boris Epstein has worked 7 hours. I wonder if you live in New York, you're kind of happy about that. He is already in studio at his usual position. He is Boris Epstein. Follow him. Boris EP, Chief Political Commentator, Sinclair Broadcast Group, former Special Assistant to President Trump. You're chortling there, Boris. Why were you laughing? This man could be president, couldn't he?
He couldn't. I lived in New York for almost 10 years, and I will tell you, as somebody who loves the city of New York, it's a wonderful city. It is a huge benefit to the people of New York
that he's only worked 7 hours.
To work as little as possible.
So you're saying for the rest of his tenure, he should be running for president. Just do it.
He can run for whatever he wants. He could run for Prime Minister of the UK.
Mayor of London, because that guy's not doing so well. Sadiq Khan's
not doing... And they're both big-time libs. So it'd be perfect. De Blasio should go over there anywhere he wants. Chancellor of Germany, whatever. Just go run for something. Get out of town.
Just leave New York alone.
Please.
Okay, that is the Boris we expected. Welcome, Boris.
Thank you.
Look, we have so much to discuss. Two important things. One personal. My friend, Mike Flynn, has a new lawyer. And she says she has evidence that the feds were hiding exculpatory evidence. Hiding evidence that would have led to his charges being dismissed. We're going to talk about that later. We're going to take your calls as well on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But personally, I am so excited because today they did this. They got ready while I was away. We have launched the special, unique Gorka's Cabinet subscription service. If you want this show... podcast, no ads. If you want exclusive content every week and want to sit down with somebody special, could be Boris. Who knows?
Maybe.
Could be. We'll do arm wrestling. I don't know what we'll do. Macrame. But it'll be only to our subscribers. Go to sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet. You can be a member of my cabinet for just $7.50 a month or $59.95 a year. That's bargainacious, in my opinion. Gorka's Cabinet launched today. I'm so excited. I only got my login now. I haven't even seen all of it yet. But we will be checking it out and talking about everything you need to know about that exclusive. Now, I need to play some audio. So let's talk about perhaps the most disgusting thing I've seen a politician do in a long time, and that's Francis Roberto O'Rourke, who's Irish, by the way, and he was on CNN, and he thinks that behaving the way we may have behaved in high school is now cool and presidential. This is, quote-unquote, Beto O'Rourke on CNN Cut 5.
Yeah, the rhetoric that we've used, the thoughts and prayers that you just referred to, it has done nothing to stop the epidemic of gun violence, to protect our kids, our families, our fellow Americans in public places, at a Walmart in El Paso where 22 were killed, in Sutherland Springs in a church, one or two a day all over this country, 100 killed daily in the United States of America. We're averaging about 300 mass shootings a year. No other country comes close. So, yes, this is f***ed up.
Yeah, he swore on live television, and now his campaign, Boris, you saw this, is selling T-shirts with the phrase, "It's effed up," for $30, basically making money off the dead. Boris, have we seen anything like this before in American politics?
There have been lots of lows in American politics. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. A lot of them from the liberal left, and this is one of them. The way that liberals have responded to these terrible mass shootings, the way that liberal presidential candidates have campaigned on the backs of these shootings on the graves of the dead has been absolutely despicable. And Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke has no campaign to really speak of, right? Nobody knows why he's running. He's a failed senatorial candidate.
I have to say something just to interrupt you. I didn't know until a fellow radio host of mine told me, and I thought he'd made a mistake, that Robert O'Rourke had been in Congress for 6 years.
Correct.
6 years. Well, who? And I thought, no, you're talking about somebody else. No, my friend was right. Six years, and nobody knew he was there.
Total backbencher. Right. Total backbencher. And now he's running. He doesn't have a campaign philosophy, doesn't have a true platform. But now he said, okay, there's shootings. I'm going to come out, and I'm going to make a big deal. And what about the Democrats running on being more presidential? What happened to that?
Yes.
Isn't that their whole thing?
He's not presidential, right? We're going to be presidential.
The tweets upset us. The tweets are so upsetting. Could you imagine if Donald Trump cursed on live TV during an interview?
And then,
they would set their hair on fire.
But then sell T-shirts. That's the most disturbing thing.
It's disgusting. But listen, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who would I be in your cabinet?
Oh, come on. You got to be head of comms, dude.
I want to be in the cabinet. I like the cabinet.
Comms.
It's a good idea.
Comms.
I like it.
Is that all right?
What are you?
Press secretary?
Do I get a cool name?
Better than Boris?
Like a lord of comms?
How about the caliph of comms?
The caliph's not. No, that's not my speed. The lord. I'll take the baron. Lord. The baron. Boris the
Grandmaster?
Baron. No. Boris the Baron.
Oh, yes. Boris the Baron. And I wouldn't mind you selling T-shirts with
okay.
that.
Okay. Because I would not be, you know what I would not be, in all seriousness, what? I would not be profiting off tragedy.
Death. Right.
Off death. And, you know, this killer, this terrible human being in Texas, he got his gun in a private sale, I just saw. Didn't go through a background check. That is wrong. We should have background checks in this country. We should have full, strong background checks. This person seemed to have been psychologically sick, and he shouldn't have had access to a gun. And that's how you should talk about it, right? In stern tones.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop criminals.
No, but
look, in Chicago, 7 people were killed this weekend.
I agree with you.
Right?
I agree with you. We just, you know, and the president's there on this, right? That's what he said. There are loopholes in background checks. Let's close the loopholes and let's move on. That's fine. But to go on live TV, as Robert Francis did, and start cursing about it, how does that make the families of those who died feel?
Wow.
How does that make them feel? Yeah. It makes them feel that this man-child, this person who's in his 40s, right, is acting like he's, you said high school, I'd say more middle school.
Middle school, yeah.
And now he's selling T-shirts?
Yeah.
Come on. We're supposed to be grown
up. Let's stop here for a second. We've got a couple of minutes left with Boris Epstein of Sinclair. This isn't about him. This is how his party thinks. This is bigger, right? Just constantly exploiting, right? For political purposes.
We've seen that throughout the summer. And it's been the summer, sadly, of way too many shootings. But every time these shootings have happened in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, now in the Permian Basin, that's what happened. These Democrats are jumping up and saying, they're beating themselves on the chest and saying it's all the Republicans' fault. And they're trying to profit off of it politically and monetarily. And
right.
I, that's as low as I can imagine.
So let's just, you know, sum up what we're talking about here. A man who, I don't think he's registering, literally in the margin of error with his presidential campaign, swears, and it's not, he wasn't agitated. He hadn't been attacked. He had rehearsed this. He knew he was going to do
so
it.
So he wasn't like Cuomo.
He wasn't like Fredo.
Okay.
Fredo, right. Caught off guard. He was doing an interview, and he swore, and now his team, and he had to approve this. This doesn't happen without the approval of the candidate, is selling $30 T-shirts with the phrase, the foul language phrase he used on CNN, so that he thinks he can have a shot at being president. That's who these people are.
And is the money going to the families of the victims?
Ah, right.
You know
the answer to that.
I bet not.
He's always on point. That's why he is a regular. He's Boris Epstein, chief political commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group, former special assistant to President Trump. But from now on, he will be known when we are brainstorming with him as Boris the Baron. Check out his breakfastwithboris.com every day. Updates, specials, breakfastwithboris.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Back with you after these short messages. Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My skin's a little better and a little more energy. It's all around. It's pretty good stuff. I mean, I'm very skeptical about things. And when I do get something, it better be good or else I won't get it. So if I'm sticking with you this long, that means it's working.
I've had a couple of times where I thought I was going to get a cold or the flu or something. And then a day or two later, I'm fine. I never really got sick the whole time that I've been taking Balance of Nature. So it's keeping me healthy. So I'm just going to continue it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family-owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Now, you've all got your membership of Gorka's Cabinet, right? All 2 million of you listening? You signed on in the break. Come on! Come on, exclusive content, the podcast with no commercials. Do it. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com, and click. It's a fancy banner with an eagle on it. It's at Gorka's Cabinet. Join my cabinet. You already have a baron. Baron Boris is already there.
It's me.
And you can be part of my cabinet. Go to sebgorka.com. And the exclusive content is available right now. We are back with the man who is breakfastwithboris.com every day. He is the chief political commentator, Sinclair Broadcast That's Group. Right. We have to talk about another candidate for the presidency from the Democrat side. We had a story, big story. Is this significant, Boris, when the Washington Post goes after Joe Biden for getting every single element of his story about being in a war zone wrong? So he says wrong branch of service, wrong medal, wrong rank, wrong act of heroism, and also his role in the ceremony were all wrong. The only thing that's right is something happened. Let's listen. He was challenged on NPR, and he got a little bit testy with regards to his lack of accuracy in the reporting of his role. This is cut to.
No, not judgment, but details. Because that's something I've heard from some voters, maybe not at your events, but details.
No, but the details are irrelevant in terms of decision-making. If, in fact, I forget that it was Rodriguez, of all the times I've been in and out of Afghanistan and Iraq and Bosnia and Kosovo as much as anybody, except maybe my deceased friend John McCain and maybe Lindsey Graham. And so the fact that I would forget that it was Rodriguez who was pinning, I believe this is the case, pinning a Bronze Star on a young man, it's irrelevant to the point. It's like saying I had this very bright reporter and I think her eyes were blue. What difference would it make about whether you were a bright reporter? Your eyes are brown. It's irrelevant, and you know it.
So details are, if you want to be president, whether you're going after Osama or Obama is irrelevant, right? Details are irrelevant, Boris?
It would be nice if the guy running for president and the guy who was a senator for decades and vice president for 8 years cared about details. It does.
There's war in Pakistan. No, it's India. It's just details.
It doesn't matter. It's somewhere there.
It's somewhere over there. Because your eye color is brown. Is it blue?
What was that all about? And talking about. And by the way, did you sense a little tinge of sexism in those comments?
Oh yes.
A little. Why are you talking about a woman's eyes? What does that have to do with it? And she's bright.
There's a little cisgender kind of sexism in
cranky
there.
Cranky sexist. Cranky Uncle Joe. Cranky and
now
sexist.
Now that he can't sniff their hair anymore, he's getting a little cranky.
Uncle Joe, gosh, poor guy, man.
Are you going to tell me Baron Boris is feeling sorry for Uncle Joe? I'm not going to go. No, I do not believe it.
No.
Okay.
Baron Boris
doesn't feel sorry for Biden.
No, has no sorry in him. Okay. Baron Boris believes...
Not for Biden. No, Baron Boris is not feeling sorry for Biden.
No.
That's the title for this segment. Okay.
I'm not feeling sorry for him, but I do feel sorry a little bit for the Democrats, because that's their... Okay.
Guys, write this day down in infamy. Baron Boris is feeling sorry for Democrats.
My pity is not of the kind...
Can we cancel this guy? Who is this guy? I never met him before.
My pity is not of the kind that I'm going to do anything about. My pity is of the kind that I'm going to go home and laugh about it.
Oh, okay, that
okay,
kind.
That's the
Schadenfreude.
Exactly,
okay.
Schadenfreude.
Okay,
and it's just so sad. That's their front runner,
right?
And here's the deal: we know about this. We're hearing about it.
Yes.
A lot of people in this bubble in D.C. and around it are hearing about it. But here's the crazy thing: Joe Biden's polls are not moving down, and the reason they're not really moving down too much is because he's the name Democrats know.
Yeah, well, so it's name recognition.
That's the guy there still right now, I would say, most likely to nominate.
Look, this is fun, and it's always fun to have you in the studio. But let's get what are you? You're a chief political commentator. Oh, yeah. Let's commentate politically.
Chiefly.
That cracked me up. So, Washington Post. And then NPR.
Right.
He's in trouble, isn't he?
He is.
Because you don't usually see this.
And his campaign is pointing this out. The media is absolutely now on his trail on this stuff.
Right.
I mean, but it's his own fault. You can't tell what state you're in.
But if it was Bill Clinton, they wouldn't be talking about it, right? This is a strategic decision on behalf of the left, because the media is the left.
Well, the studies show, and this is according to Eric Wimple in the Post actually quoted this, that about 90% of the mainstream quote-unquote press is liberal, yes. Right? So I think what this does tell you is that a lot of those liberals, they don't believe that Joe Biden is the answer. And if you think about it, if you somehow...
So they're worried. That's why they're doing it, because they're worried?
They don't want him because they don't believe that he
can win.
They don't think that he could necessarily beat Trump. But also, that's not what they worry about. They're worrying about the mantle of Obama. They're worrying about liberal.
But he was his vice president.
Yeah, but he was more of a
remember vice... it was the Obama Biden. He wants us to call it the Obama Biden presidency.
Right. He was a vice president of convenience. Right. Obama wanted an old guy on the ticket, and that's why he got Biden. Biden does not represent to anybody who's a true follower of Obama's a carrying yeah. on of the Obama message.
No. That's right? So true.
He's, you know, Biden is a middle of the road guy. He name checked. Who are the two senators he name checked? John McCain.
Yes.
And Lindsey Graham.
Right.
Are either of them members of the Democratic Party?
No.
Right. And the Democrats he does talk about are the old segregationists. So it's not like he's not, you know, he's not a liberal.
But he's not mainstream. But I have to push back on this. He is, as far as I'm concerned, in the last 5-6 weeks, he's no longer mainstream. When he's saying you don't need assault rifles, you don't need magazines at home, I mean, he is pandering to the extreme base, and as such, I don't think the old Biden exists anymore.
He's playing Twister, right? He's twisted all around. He doesn't know what he is. Okay. He's against his own 1994 crime bill.
Yes.
He's against his own position on guns. He's against his own position on abortion. He's against every position he's ever held, so you don't know what position he really holds, which is sort of it's a very old school DC swampy thing, yes. Right? So he's twisted himself all up. But the reality of it is, when he talks off the cuff, and even there, you hear old Biden coming through,
right.
Old Biden,
and he's angry.
He's angry. He's very cranky. Very cranky.
And even though he's playing Twister, the idea of Uncle Joe playing Twister. Okay, even though he's playing Twister, that is not Boris Epstein. That's not going to placate the people who believe in Bernie, who believe in Warren, right? So they're going to say this. He's just making it up. Right?
Because, as you know, you've studied communism and socialism, leftists want purity.
Yes.
And he's not a pure leftist.
Right.
It's a little, because it's a little facetious to start becoming a leftist at, what, 76? Just, you right. know, it's not really, doesn't
49
really
years in the Senate, and suddenly now he's a leftist socialist.
And
right,
because he still slips up and talks about working across the aisle and all that. That's not what the purity-loving leftists want.
So true.
They want pure liberalism, and that's why Warren and Bernie are popping up in the polls, and God bless them. Keep on going. Keep on right through convention.
Yep. I think absolutely right. There is a purity test for the extremists, for the radicals, and Joe Biden is losing it, which right. means the radicals may be climbing up. We shall see. If the Washington Post and NPR don't like him, his days may be numbered at the top of the ticket. I'm Sebastian Gorka, having way too much fun with chief political commentator at the Sinclair Broadcast Group, Boris Epstein. Follow him, Boris EP, and check out his daily briefing, breakfastwithboris.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back to your calls next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752, right after this break.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time, so that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
That Boris Chappie, he's always pugnacious, he's always in a good mood. Even when we're laughing, we can get to the serious stuff, and he's right, absolutely right. These are not the people you want to run the country. Back to your calls, 833-334-6752, line 5, Lou in Colorado. Welcome back, Lou.
Hi. I just think it's very ironic that every time there's a mass shooting, you know, the Dems, they advocate for gun control and gun confiscation. But then they turn around and they say that they support the Hong Kong protests. And either it's like they don't realize or they just conveniently ignore the fact that these people are protesting communism.
Yes.
And if they had gun rights, the Chinese government wouldn't be able to abuse them the way they are.
Yeah, that's a fabulous point. That's so true, Lou. Thank you. Yes, I'd love to, if, you know, one reporter maybe from Breitbart challenged them once and would say, Have you seen the signs from the Hong Kong protesters where they write in English on their placards, "We wish we had a Second Amendment"? Oh, the irony. Yes, indeed. Line four, Jim in California. Welcome to America First.
Thank you for taking my call, Sebastian. Welcome back. This
Thank
whole
you.
Gun rights thing gets me upset as a veteran. I know that the background checks were never done on this guy, and he had multiple incidents of criminal behavior, and no one turned him in because the cops didn't want to follow up on their job.
Yeah, we see this pattern again and again and again, and how politicians and the media don't wish to concentrate on this is just, we see what, whether it's Parkland, whether it's Ohio, we have individuals. I can't think of a case, maybe the big, what was it, big Texas shooter from the from the tower at the college back in the 60s. Maybe that one, but even there, I'm not sure. We've never seen a mass shooting where the individual was completely normal, utterly upstanding, no complaints, no issues, no mental health issues, and then suddenly, boom, snaps, and the next day starts killing people. There's always, always a trail of signs, a trail of signals that something is wrong with this person. Again, I keep mentioning it. In Parkland, 41. Thank you, Jim. 41 negative engagements with law enforcement, and the kid has nothing happens to him. He's not institutionalized. He doesn't have a psych evaluation. He isn't arrested. Nothing happens. So you know, this is the crux of the matter, Jim. It's just a red herring. Red flags, everything else. It's all about power. Well, how do you see it?
Exactly. And, I mean, all they're doing is trying to distract us so they can do something stupid on the other hand. And by trying to take our guns away, then they're going to control us. I mean, I bought my first gun when I was a teenager in a public event. And the man at the sale, it was an auction. And the guy stopped the auction and asked where my parents were. I told him, and he calls my dad, and my dad says, yes. He said, your son's up here bidding on a rifle. And he said, yeah, I know. I gave him permission. The man said, okay, that's fine, and we'll go for it.
What was it? What was that first purchase? Was it a 22, Jim?
Yeah, it was a 22 single-shot bolt-action rifle. I mean, it was... But it was in a public auction in another state, and
look, we've always had
a background check.
We've had a far more pervasive gun culture. Kids taking their 22s to school in the 50s and 60s. No mass shootings. This isn't about laws. This is about culture. It's about the people in authority doing their jobs. Just quickly, I'm up against the heartbreak. Who did you serve with, Jim?
I served with the U.S. Coast Guard.
Good for you, the Coasties, who will tell you they are the oldest service out there. Don't tell the Marines, but they will tell you that. Will you stay on the line? I'd love to give you a signed copy of Why We Fight. You there? Is he on the line? Good. All right, stay on the line, Jim. Thank you for your service. The Coasties, who are doing some incredible stuff out there, really, you know, their law enforcement function out on the open seas, drug interdiction and everything else is not adequately understood. Thank you for your call. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief for daily aches and pains that is utterly natural and that works. I say this not because I have a script to read, but because I live it. Every single day I wake up, I have my big mug of British industrial strength tea in the morning, and I pop my little sachet of four capsules of Relief Factor, omega-3s, resveratrol, curcumin, and I know that those daily aches and pains that have plagued me for almost a decade, for 9 years, my lower back pain, will be resolved. I will not have that pain, because that's the experience I've had since January 1st when we launched this program. What Seth and Pete Talbot have created is truly miraculous, and that's why tens of thousands of you out there right now are doing what I do in the morning and at night, taking your Relief Factor, because it is attacking the pain at source. and it works. Don't take my word for it. Look at the names of the people who've endorsed this product. My colleagues, our fellow faculty members here at Salem, people with reputations like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder. These people support Relief Factor because it is real and it works. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order your 3-week quick starter pack right now for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. Don't you deserve to see if it can work for you the way it works for me? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka for BestHotGrill.com. Soleil infrared tailgate grills heat up to searing hot temperatures in only 3 minutes and grill food fast so you have more time to enjoy the pregame festivities. American Soleil infrared grills will make you the master of the tailgater with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot or backyard. Learn more about Soleil infrared grills and their unique try before you buy demo program at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Welcome back to CarMax Will Buy It. Let's jump right back into the action. A used minivan with 200,000 miles. Cassandra.
CarMax Will Buy It.
That's correct. The car you're driving now. Cassandra again.
CarMax Will Buy It.
You're on a roll. Any car at all, no matter what. Jerry?
Is the answer CarMax Will Buy It?
That's right. Because CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what. No questions asked. CarMax Will Buy It.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
U.S. Constitution, America first.
Do you know why cliches are important? Because they're based on some obvious truth. And one of the most obvious of those is that if you don't have your health, you have nothing. Doesn't matter what you're interested in. Do you collect fancy things, coins, cars? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether you like hiking, going on holiday, eating pasta. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. Please, if you're over the age of 50 and you're concerned about your Medicare and keeping it in your control, join the good guys at AMAC. The Association for Mature American Citizens is on your side. They're fighting for your values and fighting to keep Medicare under your control. Join AMAC today. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. More than 1.5 million people have already joined this organization that is only $16 a year in membership. You can call them on 855-624-4824, but do it today. 855-624-4824. The Association for Mature American Citizens in part supports America First, and I thank them. I am so excited when I get a text, a DM in the morning from somebody I haven't heard for in a while who is serving this nation and says, hey, how are things? Just checking in. I'm working on the Florida issues. And this is a man who's actually at the front of keeping people safe. He's somebody I met soon after he served as the assistant chief for the Fire Department of New York. Yes, assistant chief. I heard him give a lecture after 9/11 on what he did on that awful day. He ended up as deputy commissioner for planning and preparedness at the office of the mayor in New York. And today, my friend, Ed Gabriel, who said, just, you know, don't, you know, give me a big introduction. He just said, I'm just, you know, a deputy assistant secretary at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And he's not, because I looked it up on LinkedIn and Ed lied to me. He is the principal deputy assistant secretary. Ed, why are you so modest?
Well, Servin, thanks for the intro. And I'm here with Deputy Assistant Secretary John Green to talk to you. And quite frankly, the LinkedIn information is likely wrong. I am a Deputy Assistant Secretary now, as we changed the structure a little bit in the organization.
I think you better fix your LinkedIn unless somebody else wrote it for you. But Ed, it is great to have you on the show. As we are watching this incredible weather system, you and your colleague John Green are working with various departments, various different agencies. Tell us about who you are and who you're working with at this time of imminent peril.
Well, you know, we're all concerned about this, but let's talk about the agency here, and it's great to talk to your viewers and listeners about this. I'm part of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Responses Office, which is part of the Secretary's Office here at the Department of Health and Human Services. And we are a group that has multiple roles in terms of responding to incidents. We work with FEMA and the other federal, state, and local people to make sure that we can support them in disaster response. And we do that in a number of different ways. But our goal here is to make sure that people understand that while it looks like the storm may be edging its way away from the East Coast, it's still pretty dangerous. Well, maybe we can talk a little bit about what people should do to prepare themselves.
Yes, and let me know, even if this thing is going in another direction, please, Ed Gabriel, your colleague John Green, tell everyone who's out there what the general rule of thumb should be in these cases. How do you best look after yourself and your loved ones in these kind of scenarios?
Well, we want to protect Americans here, and it's really important. The health security is really important. And to do that effectively, remember this. I had an old friend who told me a few years ago, but if you've seen one hurricane, you've seen one hurricane. The fact that you see changing in the directions of it and where it's going to move to doesn't mean it may not move in a different direction later. So everyone needs to be prepared about that, and they need to take care of themselves and make sure they do things that they are ready to take care of themselves during a disaster. For example, if you listen to an evacuation order, listen to an evacuation order. It's difficult. We know it's difficult for people to move out of harm's way. Check in on your neighbors if you have an elderly person and you're not evacuating. Look in on them. If you're going to leave someplace, bring your medicines, bring your glasses, bring cash, because cash is king when all those systems are not operating, right? Fill your car up, have food, follow those kinds of basic principles in terms of personal preparedness. We at the agency, make sure you take care of your pets. People won't leave their houses without their pets.
Right.
When you get to a shelter environment, if you love your pet, you should make sure that you bring the right food and make sure that they've got all their records with you so you know how to do that. There's a lot of things like that that people need to do and put in place when they're trying to deal with a storm like this. And don't poo-poo it. Make sure you're prepared. Now, the agency itself that I work for has another role here, and that is to protect Americans from 21st century health security threats and natural disasters like this one. On behalf of the big boss, the secretary and my boss, Dr. Cadillac, we lead public health and medical supports for disaster, which means we bring together medical professionals and will work and deploy them into these environments. And we'll talk about in a little while, John will talk about how many resources we have, really, which is extraordinary for this particular event, waiting to be able to respond to save people's lives. And we do this through the federalization of personnel. For example, a local cop, fireman, EMS, paramedic, nurse, doctor, they become part of our national disaster medicine teams, and we will deploy them, as we are doing right now, all across the East Coast to be prepared to help to respond, the locals respond to this disaster. And they come with their own equipment, and they come with their own resources, and they set up medical units, everything from emergency departments to flying in helicopters to assist people that may be in need. So it is very much like the National Guard in a way where we activate these employees and we make sure that they become federalized. So a paramedic in New York who would, if he wanted to work in New Jersey, would have to get a separate license.
Right.
Certification. The federal government indemnifies those personnel, and they can work anywhere in the United States and be covered by the federal government.
It's a great story of people coming together in times of need. We are talking to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Ed Gabriel, and also his colleague John Green, who will be with us in a moment after this break. But before we do that, I have a message from our sponsors, Balance of Nature. It's very apt. You need to be on top form. Diet is one of the things. Dr. Douglas Howard introduced me to this incredible supplement that really is one of the secrets to feeling good and being healthy. Listen to my friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo, and what you can expect if you join Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, we both know what it's like to be on the radio for several hours. Because we give everything we got to our audience, you always feel so drained. But soon, you're going to notice that you have a lot more energy, not only during your show, but before and after with Balance of Nature.
Thank you, Joe. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, they'll ship to you at no charge an additional set of Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables. Go to balanceofnature.com. This offer is limited. Or call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. 751 balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use the special code GORKA. Back after this break, talking storm preparedness with the people who know. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
I cannot think of better guests to have on the show than my good friend Ed Gabriel, Deputy Assistant Secretary at the Department of Health and Human Services, and his colleague, John Green, who is Director of Emergency Management. John, tell us what the attitude of all Americans should be in these kinds of scenarios.
Well, I know, like most Americans, we're probably a little bit fatigued after dealing with this storm for well over a week. I know that for our staff, we started watching this before the potential impacts to the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. And if we think back, it's hard to believe that that was over a week ago. So the number one message that I'd like to get out for folks is do not become complacent. This is still a very dangerous storm, and it's not over yet. And I did want to take the opportunity. I always love the opportunity to talk about the men and women who work for Health and Human Services, both our permanent federal staff and the intermittent employees. Ed was talking about some of the folks that comprise our national disaster medical system, and we've been pre-positioning teams of men and women since the time we were talking about Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands and hopscotching them, making sure that as the storm has progressed, moving them from the islands back onto the mainland, dealing with preparations for Florida, placing them north and south Florida, and then into Georgia, and now making considerations for what we're going to do for South Carolina and North Carolina and Virginia and beyond. And I got to tell you, it's been a very exhausting challenge logistically and personnel-wise, but we've got the teams in place and the material in place to support the state and local folks who are going to be facing response to this storm as it grazes the coast and makes landfall somewhere along the East Coast potentially.
Thank you, John. Last minute we have with the gentlemen who are part of the incredible team at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Ed Gabriel, what is your message to the people who might be impacted or who are already in the line of this storm?
Well, there is a bunch of people that are going to be in the line of this event. Stay out of flood water. Make sure you have an evacuation plan. Don't use generation inside of houses. If food's laying around, don't eat it. Look for canned products or have some water on the side. And in addition to that, don't take risk. Don't take risk. If you can get yourself out of an environment for a period of time safely, you should do it and listen to what the authorities are telling you. Pay attention. Remember, if you've seen one hurricane, you've seen one hurricane.
Great advice, gentlemen. Thank you, Ed, for all your service over the years from downtown New York on 9/11 to today with your colleague John and everybody else at the department. God bless you all, and let's just do the right thing. Listen to the warnings. Don't take risks. Have cash. Have your medicines. If you've got elderly neighbors, check up on them. Don't forget the pets, and just do what you are told to do and take no risks. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Our brand new subscriber-only service is live today. You can become a member of my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet. It's almost as cool as the President's Cabinet, and it's very, very affordable. $7 a month, and you get unique access, unique content, and the podcast with no commercials. Go to sebgorka.com and click on Gorka's Cabinet.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.